Thank you for staying up until this point. My name is Liviu Kircu, and together with my colleague
Răzvan Crainea,
we are both OpenSIP developers for over 10 years at this point. And we're going to be splitting the time into half. First, I'm going to be covering a bit about OpenSIPs, and then I'm going to be talking about IMS and why we chose to push more time into this direction, and everything about the new IMS working group in the OpenSIPs community. And then Răzvan will talk about the good stuff, right? The Volte and the 5G extensions and how we are tackling them for this release, by the way. So there's that. About OpenSIPs, if you're not familiar with it at this point, it's a high performance open source SIP server. It is fully RFC 3261 compliant. Various usage throughout the industry. It's started at around 2008, I think, so it has 16 years of a runtime by this point and of experience. Multifunctional, you can use it for all sorts of SIP scenarios. It is programmable, and it's written in C, so it's, again, it's quite fast. Quick idea of how, I didn't start my timer, of what kind of companies are using it, and this is just the tip of the iceberg that I selected on the who is using section on the OpenSIPs wiki. For example, it supports a lot of protocols, from the basics of TCP and UDP, then to the protocols which stack on top of them, right, such as TLS or WebSocket, and other protocols such as sending HEP packets to Homer or MSRP for SMS, in IMS networks, of course, diameter for accounting and whatnot. And also, there are a bunch of extensions, of SIP extensions that are supported from the very basic, which are, I mean, by basic, I mean, ever since the project started, they were developed, such as Presence, the back-to-back. There's also a set of specs for which OpenSIPs is popular. There is also an SDP parser. We don't do that much media in OpenSIPs, but you can definitely manipulate the SDP quite a bit. So there are those basic specs, but they are also kept up to date, right? For example, the SIP digest authentication, as soon as the RFC came out, we got contributions, and we got it up to speed with the latest hashing algorithms. Thank you to Max for that. So also the SIP push notifications, right? You could do them for just like a glue scripting here and there, you could achieve it, but also they came up with an official RFC, IETF RFC for it, which also is supported. And then there's other types of interfacing, from SQL databases, like the most popular ones you can think of, MySQL, Postgres. There's even a virtual database we came up with that kind of lets you fail over between them, right? You can write to the virtual and it goes to either to Postgres or MySQL as a fallback, let's say, from all the way to NoSQL databases. You get these document-oriented databases such as Mongo or Couchbase or caching databases, the Memcached, and you can build your application the way you want to. And finally, there's interfacing in the form of just do it via REST queries, right? Or you could be using a message queues or even diameter messages. Radius, let's try to move past it, right? It's so old by this point. Let's start using diameter. Or you could even interface with MI. That stands for Management Interface. It's quite a fun protocol that lets you interface It's JSON RPC based and lets you interface with OpenSIPS. You can control its behavior, you can trigger reloads in various caches it can do, or simply control the SIP signaling. There's also some part of that. How do you program it? It has a bespoke scripting language it's not that difficult to pick up. There are also, in case you're worrying about, okay, I do not understand it, it's not readable. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, it knows about it. Interesting. There is also syntax highlighters, so you can have quite a good time writing OpenSIPS config code, which I've mostly tried to push it further down the as time went, but it is what it is. I think it's up to a good point at this by now. In that you get these nice variables. They are scoped. You can start from a single worker scope and then to the SIP transaction scope. They're kind of concentric, right? You get the SIP dialog scope, or you could even have like the biggest scope possible, right? With globally shared variables that are persistent throughout the lifetime of the server. There are lots of modules you could be building services with, from SIP registrars or SIP presence, all the way to doing more of an operator